Breakfast with Tom and Alex on Triple J.
As fundamentals, paint the town red. 20 minutes to eight. Paint the town red. We paint the town red. Okay, on your Monday morning on Triple J Breakfast, let's chat to a man that we've chatted in while he's been in his kitchen, while he's been in our kitchen as well. He's a boxer, a hunter, a soldier, and you may know him also as the lead singer of Block Party and a solo artist in his own right. It is a pleasure to welcome back to the program, Kelly O'Kerrigy. G'day, Kelly.
G'day.
Hey, man, how are you going?
I'm going good. How are you going?
We're going fantastic, thank you. Where do we find you on this morning?
I guess this morning down under, it's evening time here in New York City, where I am at the moment, yep.
Excellent. And what have you been doing in NYC?
Or what have I been doing?
Yeah.
Or what am I doing? Well, I'm living here right now. I've been here now for the last... I've been here since April, and I'm going to be here for another two more months.
Awesome.
Basically.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. We thought we'd have a chat to you because you just put out this EP recently, a solo EP. It is called The Hunter. Of course, we had that solo record from you a little while ago, The Boxer. You've been here in the country for Splinter in the Grass. We thought we'd catch up and have a chat about it. We will talk a little bit about the Block Party situation and figure out what's going on with that whole mess a bit later on. Set the record straight. That's coming up. But let's talk about this track. We've been playing What Did I Do from The Hunter a lot here at Triple J, featuring Lucy Taylor. Tell us a little bit about how you hooked up with her and, about what people can find on this EP.
It's funny, actually. Like, the first time I met Lucy Taylor, she cornered me outside of, like, a Block Party show in London, and she said that she was a singer, and she did this, like, sexy dance in front of me. I think she heard that the best way to get into the music industry is to, like, you know, to do, like, naughty stuff with people.
Right.
But luckily, all of Block Party are good Christian boys.
Yes, we know this.
So I took her CD, and I was a bit shell shocked by the whole experience. But then when we decided that we were taking a break from Block Party and I was going to go out and do my own thing, I found her CD at the bottom of a pile in my bedroom, and I put it on, and I was completely blown away by her voice. Yeah, so I contacted her. Unfortunately, she didn't. Because I was looking for a female singer as well, but unfortunately she didn't play the keyboards, so she had to speed learn how to play the piano, and she did a really impressive job. So we brought her out on the road, and then.
Did she do the sexy dance on the road? Is she doing performing the sexy dance live?
She loves the sexy dance. She's from Free and Barnett, and it's she has this move that's called freeing the freeing in you, where she, like, grabs onto a pole and then she, like, slides down it. It's really classy.
Well, I'm getting a little bit hot and bothered at the moment. Talking about it, Kelly.
Breakfast
track's really quite interesting in that it doesn't feature you very prominently in it at all. Was that hard to make that decision?
No, it was brilliant. I loved it. I think anyone that knows me knows that I'm not, as a songwriter or as a musician, knows that I kind of will know that I like the idea of challenges, and I like the idea of doing things that I haven't done before. And I've never released a duet before, especially not as a single. And I thought it would be nice. I thought it would be nice writing for somebody else's voice. Which is essentially what I did, really, and I really liked it. You know, it forces people to listen to the song. You know, it forces people to respond to the song rather just to me as a singer. You know, me as a persona. So.
Yeah. Well, let's have a listen to it now on Triple J. Let's play this first track from the EP, the new EP from Kelly O'Kerrigy, The Hunter. It's What Did I Do, featuring Lucy Taylor and her sexy dancing and her sexy singing. And we'll come back. We're going to play you another tune for this EP a bit later on, actually.
Sure.
But stay with us. Kelly's down the line, and we'll chat more after this. Good morning.
Hello, my name is Kelly, and you've just been listening to What Did I Do, featuring Lucy Taylor.
Oh, thank you very much,
very
Kelly.
Nice. Yay. Kelly O'Kerrigy joins us from his apartment in New York, where he's currently living at the moment, for another 2 months, Kelly, I believe.
Yes.
Are you gonna? What are you gonna fit in for the last 2 months before you you finish up your time in New York and perhaps go back to the UK?
Well, I have to finish writing this book. That's kind of what I've been doing here. I've been writing a book, I've been trying to write a book. I've mainly been going out and but I have to finish it before I leave because I think it will be too hard to do once I get back to the UK. So that's what I've been doing, really.
What's the book about?
I think you'll find nightclubs and that kind of stuff a very hard environment to concentrate in, Kelly. So maybe just stick in the apartment, you know.
Yeah, but it's good for inspiration, and that's kind of what you need lots of, you know, if you're going to be writing a book. You know, I've overheard the most interesting conversations, and I've seen the craziest stuff. So it's been a very good 6 months. Yeah.
What sort of conversations will we be making into Kelly O'Kerricou's book?
It's generally because my sister was just here, she left today. She was here for a week, and we noticed. So I've been talking about this a lot with her, but I'm noticing that in New York, it seems that people have a default kind of aggressive setting where, like, everyone's so completely territorial. Like, you see it with taxi drivers a lot. You see it, like, everyone is completely ready to go at the drop of a hat. They're ready to explode. And it's an interesting energy on the streets, you know? Like, nobody's willing to give anyone any quarter. So it's interesting to observe. It's not maybe so interesting to be caught up in it, you know? Nice.
Right. Looking forward to that. You're on Triple J this morning. Tom and Alex are here on Breakfast, and Kelly O'Kerricou does join us on the line from New York, chatting about this new EP, The Hunter.
And it's great to be chatting to you about things that are happening to you in New York, because most of the chat about Kelly O'Kerricou is about things that haven't been happening to you in New York but have been claimed that they have. Kelly, can you, from your own words, describe what's occurred with a few rumours about yourself and your bandmates in Block Party?
Is it true that you hate them all, have killed them all, and are currently eating their corpses? Is that accurate? Yeah. That's what I've heard latest.
Yeah, the thing is, sadly, I can't talk about this because it's a legal situation now.
Oh goodness!
I'm not allowed to talk about this, sadly.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up. Everyone's happy. Yeah. You're happy. Block Party's happy.
It's going to be an interesting Christmas, that's for sure.
Okay, well, we'll stay tuned to that to have a find out what happens when.
No, that isn't true.
He's done it to us again.
Bullshit again, O'Kerricou.
it gets me in real trouble. No, that isn't true.
You're eating their corpses, aren't you? You are eating their corpses.
Yeah, I'm eating. I'm starting with Matthew because he's the fleshiest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Block Party fine, Kelly's fine, it's all good, yeah?
Kelly's fine, yeah, it's all good.
Okay, excellent news. Well, you have put out this EP in the meantime. We're going to go out with another tune from this. It's a cracking tune again, really finding your sound, and obviously bringing that so much to the stage with so much fun, as we saw in Splendor in the Grass and a couple of those shows.
Yep.
So we're going to go out with the last tune on this EP. It's called You Belong to Someone Else. I mean, just looking at these track titles, Kelly, What Did I Do, Release Me, Devotion, Love is a Weapon, You Belong to Someone Else. Is this a heartbreak EP?
Yeah, I think it kind of is, actually. I didn't really realise until now, you know, having to do interviews about it, but I think a lot of the songs do deal with the idea of trying to remove yourself from difficult situations. I guess it is somewhat of a heartbreak EP. But, you know, hopefully there's a ray of sunshine in the sadness. I don't know.
And what about this tune, this final track we're about to play, You Belong to Someone Else?
Well, I think the title's kind of quite self-explanatory.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Well, let's have a listen.
It's one of my favourites. The idea was to try and... I've been listening a lot to a Nigerian singer called Fela Kuti, and I wanted to try and put a modern take on something that my parents would probably have been into, and that's kind of where this track kind of came from. This idea of something rhythmical and percussive, but also modern.
All right, well, let's have a listen to that track. We'll say a quick goodbye to Kelly after this. This is another tune from Kelly, You Belong to Someone Else, from the UEP, The Hunter. You're on Triple J. Yeah. There it is. That is a new music from Kelly, You Belong to Someone Else, from the EP, The Hunter.
There is 7 tracks on the EP. Almost, you were almost there for a second album. Was there any thought of that?
Yeah, I think it would have been a bit too soon to do a record. And I think the next record conceptually has to be something completely different. So I just wanted to get these songs, I wanted to get these ideas out of the way so I could start thinking about the next step, you know. I feel that the next record will be something completely else, you know. I think it has to be for me to be excited by it, so...
Cool, man. Tom and Alex are here on The Breakfast Show, and Kelly's very kindly given us his time this morning from NYC. Thank you so much, Kelly. Yep. Can we ask what's next for you? Can we expect a new Block Party record in 2012?
I mean, fingers crossed, eh? Fingers crossed. We'll see. If the planets align, if our planets align, we'll see. Fingers crossed.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for having a chat to us. All the best for the rest of your time in New York. Keep being friendly and maybe you'll sway the rest of the people into the Kelly O'Kerricky mindset.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kelly. Bye-bye. See you later, mate.